Park City Municipal and agreeing to reduce the purchase price for the Park City Heights developer Ivory Homes insists it wasn't heading off a possible lawsuit, but rather ensuring affordable housing. Park City Councilmember Cindy Matsumoto says when Ivory Homes bought the property as is, no one knew about the contaminated soils, although it sits in the proximity of known mining contamination.
And this was a slurry line, which I can't really explain the difference between a slurry line and tailings. Tailings are the piles of stuff, and but the slurry line, you know, it wasn't on any of the maps, and the city and Boyer certainly weren't aware of it, and it was an unforeseen problem.
She says most of the area sits up on a bench, and the problem is just in a low-lying area. That low-lying area is very close to the recently built Quinns Junction Water Treatment Plant site, from which the city hauled truckloads of contaminated soil.
It's, you know, the bench, it sits up higher on a bench, and the plant is down lower and, you know, part of the drainage system. This was an extra drainage system. You know, you can have bad soils one area and clean soils in another area. They're very close to each other, and these are different topographically. One is down in the wetlands. I think people just weren't aware of it.
The city acquired a 50% co-tenancy interest in the 200-acre parcel, along with the Boyer Company back in 2009 for $11 million, then sold it in 2011 to Ivory Homes for $15.5 million. So even subtracting the total $1.5 million reduction in price that Boyer Company and the city split, the city still comes out ahead in the deal by well over $1 million. It also still accomplishes the goal of getting affordable and attainable housing in the area. The development has 79 affordable units and 160 market-priced units. If the city didn't dodge a bullet by staving off litigation with Ivory Homes, it certainly did by now not having to do its own cleanup of the area.
I don't know if that we were heading towards a lawsuit, but what the council made this decision mostly because we wanted to be able to preserve affordable and attainable housing that will be coming into that neighborhood, and we hope will bring help strengthen our community.
That's Park City Council Member Cindy Matsumoto. Although no price tag has been mentioned on the cost of the soils mitigation, Ivory Homes will build an on-site soils repository to clean up that slurry line from the low-lying area. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.